Well, anyway, let's try to make it work. Yep. Okay, good. Thanks, Nick. So my name is Boris Mejias. I'm an air guitar player. I'm a Chilean living in Belgium. So I live nearby the Fosden venue, which everybody should be there now. But unfortunately, because of the crisis, you know, we are not there. Anyway, so let's move on. I also a solution architect for EDB, Enterprise DB, and you can contact me through Twitter. Chorix is my nickname there. You can find me and then ask questions, talk about this talk, why it failed. I don't know, but let's do it live now. I will let you have some coding stuff, but I don't see whether I can do this switching with this environment. But let's go through the slides. Let's see. So this is about a heavy metal name generator. It's called metalizer.dk. You just go there, you click, and then you get a random name invented for a band, for an album, and also for tracks for your song, which is a very good thing. I mean, if you have a metal band or any other band, you don't have a name yet, you can find it here, metalizer.dk. I contacted the people to know how this was implemented and how it works and everything. But the link is broken, so you cannot contact them anymore. So I said, like, okay, if these things disappear from Earth, it will be really bad. So then I said, like, what if I put all this in a Postgres database so I can keep using this kind of generation so I can have the API? So if you look at the left side, it has here a Metalizer API. And then if you click on there, you get several options. One of the options is like XML. Who wants XML? I don't know. Probably some very old legacy enterprise application who would like to have XML. It is supported in Postgres anyway. So if you want to use XML in Postgres, that's fine, up to you. But we're going to be using JSON because JSON is super cool. By the way, JSON means JavaScript Object Notation. I mean, you don't have to like JavaScript to like the son of JavaScript, which is JSON. I think that's a good thing. I like JSON. I don't like that much JavaScript, but that's a personal opinion. You can love it. That's the nice thing about the world that we are built about. A lot of differences. If we respect each other, we can probably joke about almost anything. Okay. So if you click on the API or you call this with CI URL, as I did for many of the albums that I inserted into the Postgres database, you get an JSON object. This is not really a JSON object. You can see that it has a header here as a function, JSON metalizer album, and it closes with this. So if you parse this into JQ, it doesn't work. But the things that is inside as a JSON object, I put it here so that you can look at how it is. It's a little bit shorter just to fit in the slide. Yes. So you have a label, Unsufferable Records. And the album is called The Despair in Your Eyes from the band Harmonic Sin. And plenty of, names of tracks. And then you also have some secrets. Yeah, the secrets are just references from the album and the tracks that are into a unify name. So this is just something that you could actually put in different columns and stuff like that. The nice things about the JSON object is that you don't need to predefine something. If you don't know how many data you're going to have, you don't know how many columns you're going to have, you can just put everything into a JSON and it works. The thing is that it doesn't provide you some of the guarantees that you have when you have a relational database. PostgreSQL is a relational database, and we know that it provides you a lot of guarantees just because it is a relational database. And that's why there is kind of a balance in between being dynamic with a JSON object and providing constraints and stuff like that with a relational database, okay? So you can see that JSON is composed by different types. In this case, it's just text or arrays of text, but you can also have inside a field, you can see another JSON object. So a JSON can be inside a JSON, or an array can be inside an array. And it just have three really basic data types. String, so it's text actually, but it's called a string, a number, so an integer, a double, or whatever, it is a number, and a boolean. So you have these three data types. Yep. So let's look at this. I created a table just with one single column, which is called album, and it's a JSON object. Yeah. And I call it metal JSON. Yeah. Of course, this data type is very old, but it just exists because you want to store JSON objects just as they are and don't do anything with them. If you really want to do something with them, there is a better JSON type, which is called JSONB. These are still JSON, but it's a better representation. That's why you have the B for best, or binary, which is also good. And I imported all the albums that I downloaded from the site, and I put them into the database. And there's always a discussion about how much efficient is to have all these things on Postgres into a JSON object. Well, if you look at the files, it's 40 megabytes in the directory. And I imported all of them into Postgres, and I got just 9.6 megabytes, which is very good, actually. But I think it's very efficient, that kind of storage for a JSON object. Good. So JSON or JSONB, well, JSON is just plain text. You cannot do very much with it. You can do plenty of stuff like indexing, search paths, and a lot of stuff with JSONB. Or also, if you have duplicate keys on the JSON object, JSON accepted, but JSONB is not going to allow you to have duplicate keys. You know, remember the what we are talking about, Postgres, and being really consistent and having care for your data, okay? So how do you remember which one? Well, you have to think about the great guitar player, Jason Becker, which is, well, now he's not able to play his guitar anymore, but it's very nice to see how he got this illness that paralyzed his body. He continued creating music, so he's still composing, and there are some other very good guitar players that are playing his music. So Jason Becker, try to check his music from Cacophony, and then his own work, really great stuff. And he's still composing, luckily. So this is the moment that I would like to jump into the console and then show you some stuff. But what I'm going to do is a different way of showing the slides. First, I'm going to show you all the concepts. And then if you have time, I'm going to try to switch to the console and try to do all the stuff in the console. Yeah, I hope that environment is still working. So you have different arrows. Yeah, so this is metal stuff. So arrows is good to point to stuff and then get to your target. So you see an arrow with a single head and an arrow with a double head. And then the other things that looks like an arrow, and it's actually a symbol to say that something contains something else. Yep. And you have to remember this. On the left side, you have an object, and you're going to, using the arrow, go into a certain field of that JSON object. And this is going to return to you an object. So that type is very important. It's a JSON B or JSON that you get as a result. If you really want to have the value of it as a text, then you need to use the double head. That's the difference. Okay, and then you know, one gives you text, the other one gives you object. But I said that you had strings, which is text, numbers, and booleans. So then you just need to cast that text, and it's going to give you the value. Okay, but there is no way to get directly from the JSON an integer. Now, if you want to have a where clause, a condition, like I want to give all the albums that has this particular thing, then you need to have an object that is contained inside another object, and that is going to give you a true or false, is contained or not. And this true or false is something that you can use in a where clause. There you go. All right. So the keys of a JSON object. So let me get back to these slides. So we were talking about this as a JSON object. So you have metalizer, label, album, artist, year, etc. So all these are the keys of a JSON object. If you want to know what are those, you can use that function, JSONB object keys. And then you pass the object, and it's going to give you all the keys. Why this is useful? Well, because you want to know what is inside the object, and also because you might want to convert this into a table, for instance. Yeah, that would be a good idea, probably, if it is a good idea or not. Now, you can also inspect the arrays that are inside that object. So like we saw in the example, this is the part that it's not very dynamic for the presentation. Apologies, leaving it here. So for instance, if I do a JSON album, and then I go through the past tracks, and then I look at this array, I can do some operations inside that array. Or I can go to secrets, then tracks, and then work with these other arrays with unit